If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20. Because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. We have a jam-packed, an action-packed show today. Lots of action in the studio. Before I say anything, I want to let everybody know that we are coming back. We're bringing the show back live to Early Mountain Vineyard in Madison, Virginia on Father's Day, June 16th. I hope you all will join us down there. We had a sellout. We had to turn people away last
time. We did. We sold out.
That'd be the first time I've had an SRO. But anyways.
not me.
If you go, of course. If you go to earlymountain.com, you can get information about the event. And you come hang with us, drink a lot of wine.
Actually having a barbecue festival.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All you can eat. Bands. Hoochie Coochie Girls. Everything.
Okay. Move on.
So. Let's start with one of my favorite subjects, beer. Fat Tire beer is special both for what's inside and outside the bottle, and I should know because I have plenty of it inside me.
Belly to go along with it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Along with great beers, Fat Tire does some very cool environmentally friendly promoting, like their Tour de Fat, which sounds like I should be the poster boy for it. But anyways, Matt Cowell is the Tour de Fat's impresario, and he's into Chew the Fat with us. All right.
All right, and later on in the show, Chef Charlie Palmer, he'll be calling us back. You know him from Charlie Palmer Steak and all of his fabulous restaurants across the country. He's going to be talking with us, along with his sommelier, Nadine Brown, is in studio, and executive chef Jeff Russell. They're going to be talking about this really cool event they're doing called American Fair. It's their first ever celebration here in D.C. about American Regional Fair. And who's back in studio with us? None other than Bart Vandala. You know him from Top Chef fame. You know him from Belga Cafe. But did you know he just opened up a super hot spot on 14th Street, along with everybody else, called B2. We're going to get the 411 on all of that.
All right. Strap in for some Italian. Come dolce l'amore, huh? Love is sweet. And so is Dolcezza Gelato. Founder Rob Duncan and co-founder and his partner Violetta Edelman are in today. They're in love, of course, and in today to talk about their love of great gelati. And they've got some new summer tastes and something new in gelato. I think it's revolutionary. It's a push-a-popsa. So we're going to try that.
Okay. And one of our favorite cocktail guys, Matt LeBaron, is in from Granville Moores. We actually got a 101 on cocktails from Matt when he came to our house for a little cocktail party. And he put together a fantastic array of cocktails. People really needed to cab home that night.
It was nice when they spray-painted the walls.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Speaking of hoochie coochie.
But he made incredible cocktails, and we're going to learn a little bit from him today about the kind of cocktails he's making at Granville Moore's. Hey, Matt.
Hey, good morning. So we're really known for our Belgian beer list at Granville Moore's. It's a 60-deep bottle list, but one of the things that we try and do is buy some really interesting...
Are you throwing the gauntlet down because we have Bart in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just curious. Bart. And Fat Tire. Where are we going here?
So one of the fun things that we do...
Oh, I thought you were from Brooklyn with a speech impediment. That's just me.
Go ahead.
One of the things that we try and do at Granville's is we don't have a cocktail list. What we do is put a bunch of fun things on the back bar so that if you do come in looking to not drink Belgian beer, you have an opportunity to do something fun. Mm-hmm. And we're not the type of place where you're going to come in and order a gin and tonic or a Jack and Coke. We try not to have those sort of things around. We have we buy diverse spirits, kind of like our beers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you walk in, we try and catch your eye. We have a conversation with you like we do about the beers. And then try and make something to your taste.
Did you bring that honey gin?
That's the first thing that we're going to do today is the drink that you enjoyed at your party. And I'm going to pass this along right here.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's,
just keep passing it. There we
listen to the ice clicking.
The gin is a Bar Hill gin from Caledonia Spirits in Vermont.
Is this the one with the honey in it?
Yeah, it's finished with
yummy.
Honey. We've got it mixed with a Leopold Brothers New York apple-flavored whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a half-and-half mix. There's a dash of Fee Brothers orange bitters. And a splash of Blenheim ginger ale. It's Blenheim's hot, so it's really spicy. All the flavors come together. You get the apple. You get the bite from the juniper berries. It finishes with the honey, and the ginger ale is really nice and spicy. It brings it all together.
It's delicious.
You don't need
it's
to like do a lot complicated to make
cocktail.
A good cocktail.
It is so good. All right, great. Thank you. All right, well, when we come on later to you in the show, you'll tell us about your next cocktail that you're making.
All right, let's go to our other Matt. Ready, Matt?
Ready.
All right. Okay. Matt Cowell is with New Belgium Brewery, and Fat Tire is a great craft beer that I only discovered it recently. I don't, how long have you guys been on the East Coast?
Here about 4 years.
Okay, so.
Already?
I think so. Yeah.
Slow, wow. Late to the game. But Fat Tire in general and New Belgium Brewery have really sort of blown up in a big way in really not very many years, since, 2006-ish?
New Belgium's been around since 1993.
What was
clearly, he doesn't do his reading.
No,
well.
I read but I mean, that's when you guys broke out of Colorado, I thought.
Well, we've been opening markets kind of slowly. We're employee owned, and to not grow the brewery too fast, we make sure that we have our own people in the States to open the markets instead of having the distributors do it. So it takes time.
All
but
right.
We've been around slowly.
I think I'm
surely.
Partially right. So, anyway, Matt.
Beg your pardon.
And Fat Tire is named for a mountain bike. Is that correct?
Can we back up a little bit?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company and about the kind of beers that you guys are doing?
I'll put them both together.
Yes.
Thank you.
So New Belgium, our founder had a trip through Belgium that inspired him quite
there
a bit.
Go.
Now, of course, you'd be inspired there, but the way that beer gets treated there is a lot more like wine, and you'll have really huge beer lists and can spend forever exploring these things. And he had a great bartender that turned him on, and after that, he was an electrical engineer that got the bug to make beer, and Fat Tire was one of the first ones that he made. That was kind of a sessionable Belgian beer, and then we have some more traditional Belgian beers, and then quite a bit. Our Peter Buchart, who was a friend of you,
he's actually from my hometown, so this is really.
This is so funny.
So the brewmaster is from my hometown, so
yeah,
from Roeselare.
So that's two of you from this town.
Two of us in the U.S. Yeah. There's only four left.
I think
left.
That's enough.
That's plenty. Yeah. But the Belgian beer, you can be very creative with it. A lot of German beers stick really tight to the style, whereas with the Belgian brewing tradition allows for a lot of creativity. So we kind of think of Peter Buchart as the Andy Warhol of brewers, and he's pulling off some crazy stuff. It's really interesting. Our Lips of Faith is a place on our brand where you can really try some crazy fun stuff, and yeah, we're excited that people are getting more and more into beer and variety, and here we are.
All
we
right.
just did
so,
a
yeah. Well, let's talk about the event yesterday.
Tour de Fat.
Tour de Fat. It's a bicycle musical festival. The bicycle question you had to answer that he did that trip by bicycle through Europe, and Fort Collins, where we come from, is a very bikey town. It's a little bit like Boulder without all the trust funds.
Bikey town.
Yeah, very bikey. Bicurious.
Bicurious. I love that. Excellent. Excellent.
And it's a huge part of the culture there at New Belgium. After your first year, you get a bicycle. And then your fifth year, you go on a trip to Belgium. And the bicycle advocacy is what drives the Tour de Fat. We're 13 years in and raised $2 million for cycling with this festival. So people come out to the festival, ride their bikes, family-friendly kind of event, have a big parade, but then we leave all the money there. So in this case, the WABA, Washington Area Bicycle Alliance, gets $30,000 yesterday.
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, bikes,
cool. Bicycles and Belgium, it goes really well together. You drink a lot of beer. You don't have to worry about driving. You only can
no, you just have to worry about,
only end up
about turning your bike into the curb and smacking your head and dying, yeah. But that's okay.
Well, tell us about the beers you brought today.
I brought two. I brought Fat Tire, our kind of flagship beer, and then I brought Ranger, our IPA.
Okay.
So give these a little like swoosh in there and get the bubbles out so you can sniff it. Now, don't drink that first. That's okay. That's the IPA, and that'll kind of
this is the IPA.
You.
Okay.
Yeah. And here's some Fat Tire. Okay. Have that first.
Fat Tire.
Okay.
If you never tried this before,
you know
never.
What? Fat Tire.
Oh, I've had Fat Tire.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
You'd like it.
We finished off about.
Well, it's more readily available. I mean, it's in Maryland and D.C. I mean, you can find it now.
Fat Tire's been around for a bit here,
right? Yeah. So it's tell us a little bit about the brewing process and what we can look for in these two beers.
So this is like a Belgian single, the Fat Tire,
okay.
And it's a really looking for flavors of like a fennel or a green apple in there, but it doesn't hang out on your palate super long, and it's just the right kind of amount of
hoppy.
Yeah,
this is a compliment. It's got a very Anchor Steamish kind of aftertaste, which I love. That kind of that
caramely kind of
You wouldn't because
I don't
you're
know
not
what that means.
Beery.
Those sort of amber ales have that sort of like a. It tastes a little bit like butterscotchy, and then but the Fat Tire has a little bit more of a green apple kind of freshness in there, and then like a biscuity kind of like a crusty flavor people talked about.
Yeah, like 20 years ago when people were describing beer. Yeah, my bud tastes like bud.
Yeah, it tastes like nothing, and that's
water.
What I like.
You mean like water?
Like, this is beer. Dirty water.
20 degrees below zero. Yeah. Mouth is numb.
All right, I want to go back to...
Well, wait, can we finish on the IPA?
The IPA, Ranger IPA. So then... This one is it's been doing good things for us. I think this was the biggest IPA in Chicago last year.
Okay.
We love this beer, and this has Cascade hops and Chinook and stuff that gives it more like floral kind of flavors and quite bitter, you know, which as an IPA should be. And what do you think about this one?
I like the IPA. I mean, I'm not a huge beer drinker, but I do. I think I like the IPA. To me, has a little bit more body. It's just a little more.
I'm tasting honey.
No, that's the gin.
I'm tasting honey.
Uh huh.
You're not. You're looking at me like. Wait,
no, I'm not. I'm not disagreeing. That was my thoughtful look. I'm trying to get
on
there.
Air.
No, I'm with you.
I'm there. All right, I want to ask about something. I have to take you back to the event, the Tour de Fat, because you guys did something really cool. You did a car swap.
Yeah.
To explain that, because that was a great idea.
We had that idea on a bike ride. My partner, Chris, and I were joking about the Guns for Cash program that's been around. And we're like, what if people traded their car in and we give them a bicycle and no way. And then, well, why not? And it's worked out. We're 6 years in. We've traded 60 people's cars, like NPR, similar when you trade your car in for a donation.
Right.
That's what we're doing, where Vehicles for Charity pick up their car, auction it off. The local nonprofit gets the benefit. But then the agreement with that person, we actually had a marriage, like a civil union on the stage where the person and the bike were married. And for a year.
I can't wait for that first night. Is there video on that?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. So this person's going to share. His name's Kevin, and he's going to tell us what it's like to be car free for a year. And
so they give up their car, it gets auctioned off, they get the tax write off,
and they get a new bike.
Awesome. Get a new bike. They get a stipend to make the commuter bike of their dreams.
Like is it with service agreement also?
Yeah.
Beer.
I got a car out front you can have.
Lube for life.
Yeah.
Well, beer. We have just a minute left. For people who don't know where to find Fat Tire or who can find out more information about your event, because it's not just here in D.C., you're doing it. Rest of the country, right?
Right. We're going to be in Durham in a couple weeks, then Nashville, then we get to the Midwest, West Coast. Look at newbelgium.com. The event is called the Tour de Fat, named after Fat Tire beer. And yeah, we'd love to have you visit the brewery and check out what we're doing. And we're opening a new brewery in Asheville shortly, and we'll also be employee-owned. We just recently purchased ourselves as employees, and so we're one of the biggest ESOP companies of this kind.
That is very cool.
Well, you also were picked by the Wall Street Journal as one of the – I'm trying to remember. Was it one of the best companies to work for?
Yeah, can't complain.
Cool.
We take good care of each other.
Yeah. That's so nice. And you're wind-powered?
We call it alternatively empowered now because there's various ways that they do it that's not just wind power.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Excellent. All right, give people your website, please, so people can find you.
www.newbelgium.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much
Thanks so much for coming in.
Bart just twitched when you said New Belgium.
This is David and Nikki Nellis for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Kick off summer at the Safeway Barbecue Battle June 22nd and 23rd to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs. 30 bands on three stages, including The Wailers and Roy Ayers on the Pepsi Next Lay soundstage, and Kristen and the Noise and EU on the Famous Dave's music stage. Free food in Safeway's Sampling Pavilion, the National Pork Barbecue Championship, Rancher's Reserve Beef Contest, Purdue Sizzlin' Chicken Contest, plus NBA Nation, and lots more. Easy to get to by metro. Visit bbqdc.com. Are you looking to go abroad and make a difference? Consider volunteering or studying abroad on a YFU gap year to Thailand, Romania, or Ghana. Earn course credit, live locally, and become a global citizen. YFU offers gap year as well as summer, semester, and year-long programs to 40 countries. Call 1-800-TEENAGE or visit YFUUSA.org to learn more about Youth for Understanding study abroad programs. Change your life. Change the world. Youth for Understanding.
Escape the everyday to the close-by Early Mountain Vineyards in Madison, Virginia. A relaxing getaway just a short drive from D.C., it has an award-winning tasting room, breathtaking views of the Blue Ridge, and the best of Virginia wines, locally grown food, live music, and slow sunsets. Visit earlymountain.com or follow them on Twitter at Early Mountain. Mention Foodie and the Beast and this ad for a free flight of wines at your next visit.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis, and we're going to switch subjects from beer to other things. Folks at, Charlie Palmer himself, who is the master chef behind all the Charlie Palmer steak restaurants, had a vision of celebrating American regional cuisine. And he and his folks created an event called Charlie Palmer's American Fair. Right now, we've got Nadine Brown and Jeff Russell in from Charlie Palmer Steak here in Washington. Jeff's the executive chef. Nadine is the sommelier, which is a French word for booze lady, right?
Absolutely. Okay,
that's what
sir.
I thought.
Yes, chef.
French for booze. And we're trying to get Charlie on the phone, so we'll have him with us in a moment. But guys, why don't you give us kind of the 411 on American Fair?
All right. American Fair.
You can do it, Jeff. Do it, man.
I'm all over it. American Fair, it's the Charlie Palmer Group's first ever real, I guess, big celebration of American regional cuisine that teams regional Charlie Palmer Group chefs with some of the D.C. area's top chefs and restaurants. I guess it's kind of designed to uncover the many layers of American cuisine in a fun, competitive event here in the heart of Washington, D.C.
So, and it's on June 29th at Charlie Palmer Steak. So, Nadine, give us kind of the 411 on how the event works, because there's a charitable aspect to it, and there's also an eating aspect
to it.
Right,
so most of the proceeds will go to Share Our Strength, which we work a lot with here in D.C. and throughout the country. Each individual chef also has their own personal charity, and then there's a competition. We have a couple of great judges coming in, David Hagedorn, Michelle Richard.
Hagedorn.
He'll be crawling in.
Michelle Richard will be judging the best team. So, for example, Jeff, you're paired with?
I am paired with Chef Todd Gray of Equinox.
The famous Todd Gray?
Famous Todd Gray, yes.
Holy guacamole.
How did you figure out what chefs to bring in and who to pair them with? Like, did chefs call in and be like, no, 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 I want to be with so-and-so? Like, did you want to work with Todd Gregg?
Yes, I actually did. There was a lot of our chefs within the group are aware of the food scene in D.C., so we kind of just let them sort of pick
and choose. Now, we heard you said no, anybody but Todd Gregg. Is anybody?
No. We kind of let them just pick and choose, you know, who they would want to pair with.
Yeah, but you got muscled on this deal because I know that you're the charity that you guys picked to support is the American Humane Society. And, you know, Todd's wife, Ellen, has sugar and champagne every year that benefits the Washington Humane Society. So you went to the dogs quickly.
Well, yeah, you know, I couldn't come up with everything.
What are you saying about Ellen, David? I mean, you want to say this on air? Go ahead.
I'm not saying Ellen's a dog. I love Ellen. And I love that event. That's a great event.
And we have, and Charlie has some of, you know, some alumni coming back with Brian Voltaggio that worked with Charlie for a long time, and Matt with Charlie's chefs from Oriole in Vegas, from Reno, just all his restaurants all over the country, and pairing an American cocktail or an American dish with each chef's selection.
Well, it's really going to be a celebrity chef breakout here. Why don't you talk about some of the other teams, because it's pretty
impressive.
It's an
interesting group of people.
Yeah.
All right. We have Marcus Ware from Oriole, New York. He's going to be pairing with Matt Hill from Range. Dustin Vallette from Dry Creek Kitchen in Healdsburg, California. He's going to be picked with Victor Albizu of Del Campo. Seokyoung Kim, who's the chef in Costa Mesa, California. He's going to be with Scott Druneau from The Source. I think that'll be a great team.
Now, how tall is he? Because they're going to look like Mutt and Jeff.
He's nowhere near as tall as Scott. So.
Well, Scott's going to be resting dishes on his head.
It's hard to stand next to him.
Scott's a good
tall
guy.
Then Steve Blandino from Charlie Palmer Steak, Las Vegas, is with Mike Isabella. Adam Bordenaro from
And how big Astra. Of a personality does Steve have compared to Mike? Because, you know, two egos, sometimes, you know how that goes.
He's charismatic.
Okay, you know, good.
I think those two will get along. Adam Bordenaro and Brian Voltaggio. Luke Knox is the newest chef in our group in the Mystic Hotel in San Francisco. He's going to be paired with Teddy Folkman from Dr. Granville.
Oh, Matt Smart.
Hey. My boy.
Yeah, all right, Teddy.
Then we have Dave Holman. From Charlie Palmer's Steak and Briscola and Reno. And he's going to be paired with Wes Morton from Art and Soul. Finally, Vincent Poussel from Oriole Las Vegas will be with Jeff Boobin.
Sounds like Vidalia. Imagine the food. So if I attend the event, everybody gets a piece of what's prepared, yeah?
Yes, each team kind of makes an all-American dish and paired with an all-American beverage or cocktail. So there's separate categories: best dish, best beverage, and then best pairing.
All right, so who's judging? You have Hagedorn and who else?
Hagedorn and Michelle Richard.
And there's another judge, a sports judge.
There's one that's up in the air. We're still not 100% sure.
Okay, I think we have Chef Palmer on the phone. Chef, are you there?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, how are you? Nadine, you put on the headphones.
Good morning, Chef. Well, we already know everything about American Fair, so what's your favorite baseball team, man?
Favorite baseball team, the Yankees. New York.
All right, cut the phone.
So, Chef, since this is your creation, tell us how you came up with doing this American Fair event and why. I mean, why do it? Why do it now?
Well, I mean, first of all, we came up with the idea of American Fair, to kind of collect all of our chefs from all of our restaurants in one location. And we do this periodically to kind of, you know, get everybody together, share ideas, you know, it's more about camaraderie and, like, you know, everybody knowing each other and spending some time together. But then I thought, you know, we're such, I think, you know, as a company, we're branded as kind of this American, you know, American ingenuity and progressive American cuisine and everything. And I thought, why not do something, you know, special? And of course, SOS has been very close with a lot of the things we do. You know, do something special together with our chefs, you know, and do some charity work at the same time, because I think it's important, you know, for us, you know, as a company and for each one of our chefs to have that attitude. And, and of course, we all do. And then I thought, you know, where do we do this? You know, and I think Washington, D.C. became the obvious place to do it, you know, because it's such an American city. It's, it brings everybody together. And I think, you know, having the idea of pairing each one of our chefs with a local talented chef, you know, just makes it that much better.
Well, I can tell you who the odds-on favorite is, because Jeff Russell prepared the fried green tomato BLT that he and Todd are going to be doing. And I don't think you need Todd.
Home field advantage, also.
Keep Todd. Leave Todd at home. This is really good. So I have a question for you that's a little out of left field. We've had you on, I think this is the fifth time you've been on the show on the phone. Next time you come into D.C., can we talk you into coming into the studio? Because I want to see that you're real.
You've met him before.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
And so what about the charitable portion of this event? I mean, why is that so important to you, and letting the chefs sort of pick where the money goes? How did you go about doing that?
Well, you know, I mean, each one of us, and of course, you know, the chefs that we're pairing with has the charity that they work with, and I like to work with certain charities and stick, you know, primarily with them, you know, because then you can make a difference, you know, mm-hmm. you can move the needle, as they say, and you know, for us, Share Our Strength. I mean, I don't think there's anything more important than making sure that, you know, the kids in this world are fed, you know, and don't go, as they say, no kid goes to sleep hungry. And mm-hmm. I think, you know, we've been working with Share Our Strength for years. I also do a lot of work with City Meals on Wheels, which is, you know, taking care of the elderly and providing them with a good nutritional meal at home. So I think, you know, and every one of our chefs, you know, whether they're working with us or one of the pairing chefs there in D.C. has somebody that's close to their heart. And I think, that's a great thing. And that's why we, you know, chose it, you know, set it up this way so that they could decide where the money goes if they win, of course, you know.
Right, of course. Well, I want to bring Nadine into this because, Nadine, you brought in a cocktail.
Absolutely.
What is this cocktail? What is the cocktail component of this? How is it going to work?
So it's a really simple cocktail. It's a tomato basil margarita.
Mm-hmm. Today that sounds really simple.
Herradura. Mm-hmm. It does have, so you muddle the tomato pulp, take the skin off, muddled with some fresh peppercorn,
black pepper.
Basil.
Oh, I spend most of the day muddled. So
a little agave syrup, the tequila. Then we strain that off over ice.
It's like a cleaner Bloody Mary.
Whoa.
Bloody Mary.
Don't you think? It's like a much cleaner, less heavy Bloody Mary. It's really refreshing.
Very refreshing.
Yeah. Matt is like, while I'm making my next cocktail, I'm going to finish off this cocktail. I love it.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time, but guys, let's make sure everybody knows how to find American Fair online for tickets and other information.
Yes, www.americanfair.org.
Mm-hmm. And how many people are allowed to come to this thing?
Oh, I believe we're looking at close to 200.
Okay.
And we also have VIP tickets available that get you access to the rooftop after party with all the chefs.
And what do VIP tickets go for, just so people know?
Off the top of my head, I think it's
$195.
$195 for the VIPs.
Yeah. That was a test, Jeff.
Not enough.
General admission for $150.
Okay, great. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Chef, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We'll look
thank
forward
you.
To seeing
Thanks
you there.
Us.
I'm
going
to save a seat for you
Pleasure.
Next time.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
All right, guys, thanks. You know what?
What? You want to take a break now, or do you want to go to Matt?
Let's go back to Matt and talk drinks, and then we'll get Bart in here.
Yeah.
Because we don't have enough drinks in front of us, Matt, so what are you doing next?
I've already gone and made up our next one. It's I was kind of thinking of you more than the beast when I was putting my drinks together this morning. So we're looking at...
I don't know why.
We're looking at Groovy Organic number 4 here. It's...
I love the name.
Art and the Age. It is a rhubarb tea. So, like I said, we don't do a lot of craft things at Granville Moore's. I don't have time to be muddling and mixing and straining, so I'm looking for ingredients that have something else in them. So the rhubarb tea, Thatcher's organic blood orange liqueur, and then we've just put a squeeze of fresh lemon in there and a little bit of soda. It's nice. It's bright. It's beautiful pink.
Beautiful.
And it's really summery.
You know what I think is really interesting, though? Since Granville Moore's to me is such an authentic gastropub. You know, it's not a pretty place to look at.
No,
but,
it's not.
The food is really, really good. You have this incredible beer program. But the kind of liquors that you've brought in today, these are not generic in any way. They're very thoughtful and craft oriented. I mean,
absolutely.
What do the How does that come into play at Granville Moore's?
If somebody comes in and they just go, you know, I'm really not into beer, we have a lot of questions when you come in and ask for a beer. What do you like? Is it sweet, not sweet, hoppy or not hoppy?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of just telling, when someone comes in and goes, hey, I want something that's not beer, I want a cocktail,
mm-hmm.
I want to have that same dialogue. I want all of our people to have the same conversation with the guests to figure out what they like.
Okay.
What are they looking for? And then from that, we can make them something that maybe is at their whim and at the bartender's whim.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's fun. It's a creative thing that we can do with the guest.
Well, when we come back to you, what I want to talk about is how you sort of curate these interesting products, because a lot of them are unknown to people. And
yeah.
I want to know how you get your hands on them.
It's fun.
Okay, great. This is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
Soldiers returning with traumatic brain injuries or other serious battle wounds often spend weeks or months in a VA hospital or other rehab facility. DVDs for Vets is collecting DVDs and portable players for distribution in our community and nationwide. Many of us take for granted our access to everyday enjoyments, and DVDs for Vets needs your help in giving these injured soldiers some diversions from the monotony of a hospital stay during recovery. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to www.dvdsforvets.org.
I'm attorney Dave Zangrilli. Join me here this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock for Power of Attorney. You won't want to miss my interview with realtor Peter Knapp, who discusses the blazing hot real estate market in the D.C. metropolitan area. And senior loan officer Danny Ott, who will talk about obtaining that mortgage to get you into the house of your dreams. Power of Attorney is sponsored by the full-service law firm of Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, located in Reston, Virginia. Taking pride in working together with our clients, fully invested in their success. For more information about the show, visit us on the web at powerofattorneyradio.com.
Arts Fusion 2013 combines song, dance, and photography for an evening of elegant entertainment and community support at the Fauquier Community Theater on Saturday, June 8th, to be followed by a cocktail reception at the Inn at Vint Hill. All proceeds go to support the Mental Health Association of Fauquier County and its mission to expand access to mental health services for children and adults. More information and tickets are available online at artsfusion2013.org.
For over a century, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth in our nation's capital. The club's new STEAM initiative uses the arts to teach science, technology, engineering, and math. Today, more than ever, we need your support of STEAM. It will encourage our youth to think rather than memorize, create rather than copy, and to be resourceful rather than reserved. So visit boysandgirlsclubs.org. Send a dollar or more as an investment to help us help our kids pick up STEAM. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington, great futures start here.
This message is brought to you by GEICO and Federal News Radio.
Well, we're back on Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. I just finished jamming down the second of the most delicious fried green tomato BLTs I ever had.
It's so delicious.
I think Jeff Russell and Todd Gray are the team to beat at American Fair. We'll see.
He says home team advantage.
He says home team advantage.
Sometimes.
I know. We've got Jeff Teddy, so.
I know. The other famous TV star. All right. Now,
there we go.
Now we're going to change the subject somewhat because Bart Vandell is in, and he's got a lot to talk about. He's the owner of and founder of Belga Cafe, which was kind of a pioneering place on Barracks Row back in the day. Now it's old hat. Now it's like the cornerstone of all that new stuff going on.
Yes, that, I'm like 9 years, almost 10. I'm like, I start to feel like an old fart in a business already.
I was just going to describe you as an old fart.
Like you. That's great. Like you.
Can
like
we
you.
Say fart? Fart, yeah. Fart, fart. Okay, so, but you've got B2,
yes,
which
indeed.
Is B-T-O-O, your second restaurant. And we got a lot to talk about because you're
not secondary, but also B.
B also.
Because everything with a B is better. Let's go over it. A lot of good things in life.
Are you
with
speaking
B.
like some Belgian dialect now? and you also were on Top Chef, so I want to hear about that too.
Oh.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to start with? You put a lot out there without
Let's start
pointing
with B2.
To anything.
B2. Tell us about that.
B2, it's something in the making for at least almost 2 years. Been looking around to find a good spot. Got an awesome. A cool place. We had two levels. We got a cool basement.
Well, I think you should tell people where it is. It's on 14th Street.
Oh, it's on 14th Street. So we're in between Rhode Island and N Street. So mm-hmm. that would be 1324 14th Street.
Amazing location.
Yeah, we got a really nice cool building, an old locksmith building.
Mm-hmm.
We completely got it, the whole place, and built a whole new kitchen. A couple of different bars. One of them is the Waffle Bar. It's all the way in the front. It's going to open up to the sidewalk.
But the Waffle Bar is not open yet, but it's going to be open, right?
It's there. It's open. We make all the desserts there and all the waffles from next week on. We're going to do our famous brunch. So
Waffles, waffles, waffles.
That starts next week?
Starts next weekend.
So you're doing that 7 days a week?
We're going to start first with one day at a time, I would say. We're going to start first with Saturday and Sunday. But we're going to do it 7 days a week if we, in a couple, like I think in a month or
so. So you'll do brunch all day and then the dinner menu.
And dinner menu.
And what can people look for on the brunch menu?
Oh, our famous green eggs from Belga. I had to bring them over from there. But we have a whole
bunch. Why are they green? Just because they're left out a long time?
No, it's Pennsylvania chickens only eat grass. No, just bullshit. Green yolks. No, they're made with fresh parsley, puree, and with they're served on spinach and cream with a little bit bacon. Also, yum. We got all different kinds of waffles. We got goat cheese waffle, boudin noir waffle. We're gonna have duck breast waffles. We're gonna have actually a mussel waffle, lobster waffle.
So is it just mixed into the batter?
It's not just mixed in, it's topped, it's in between. We have a special
like
waffle.
Like a sandwich?
Like a sandwich. We have special waffle irons.
You would know if he'd brought any, but unfortunately.
Oh, behave. Spank, spank, spank. Yes,
right. Well, there's something else you've got there that I heard about that sounds really cool. It's what's called a Jasper?
Yes, Jasper.
It's a kind of a oven that you can't find anywhere else. Is that correct?
We're the first one in D.C. to have one. A Jasper oven. It's came from Spain, but it works on charcoal.
Jasper doesn't sound Spanish.
No, but it depends on Jasper.
Is it something in Belgian cooking, or is it something you found and you liked?
I went to food fair in Belgium. I saw it, and I was like, you know, as a kid, sometimes you find things 3 years ago. And I said, like, if I ever do another restaurant, this will be my focus.
So what happens in this oven?
What happens in the oven, we cook with mesquite charcoal. And it actually goes up to 600 degrees. So you actually grill and kind of like lightly smoke at the same time. We do a lobster dish in there with fennel. So we grill the fennel, the lobster.
But are things like in pots when you put it in?
No,
or is it open?
It's open grill. You got three different layers. Mm-hmm. Most of the time you only grill on one side, or we have charcoal on the other side. So you kind of like four different zones, like old school, different zones of temperature. So let meat rest all the way in the corner away from the heat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really fun. And then it gets that light, smoky aroma to it. So. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have a frites bar?
We're going to have a frites bar, yeah.
I want more information about that.
The frites bar is going to be really fun. So you open.
Are you fixated on carbohydrates for some reason?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, you can't tell. Right?
No, I grew up with carbohydrates, so that's not a problem for me. Frites, we're definitely going to do it. We're going to open the windows. We're going to push part of the waffle bar outside on the street. And we're actually going to create the first Belgian frietkot in Washington, D.C. So pass by, get a cone of fries. Okay. With the toppings on it. So
yum.
All right,
so we have to quickly go to talk just a little bit about Top Chef.
Yes.
How'd you walk away with that? Did you feel like it was worth doing? Good experience? Not worth it?
Oh, I mean, like, it was 3 years that every time somebody asked, you want to do this? Do you not want to do this? And I decided to do it on the worst and the best moment, I think, that I could decide. The moment I decided to open a new restaurant, they asked me to get on the show. I did it. I really, really loved it. It's exhausting. Everybody thinks it's really like just a cooking competition. It's a complete 8-week lifestyle of Top Chef, Top Chef, Chef, Chef. They don't tell you when you wake up, when you're going to go to sleep, when you cook, or what you cook, or what you do the next day.
No, it's reality TV.
It's brutal. I mean, like, you come back exhausted. Takes you a couple of weeks to actually really figure out what you did. And then you more anxiety because you look at the show then and I'm like, how did I actually do? I'm like, how do I look on TV? I mean, like...
Oh, I think we can tell you
how
that.
How aware are you when you're on the show? Like, are you concentrating more on winning the competition? Or are you concentrating on how you look on television? Like, do you just sort of, like,
well, that
go
would
with
say
it?
That I mean, he's
just
a narcissist.
You're on TV. Of course you're
on
a narcissist.
TV, but the moment you start to think about all those things, you're not doing it right anymore.
Okay, I'm just sort of
curious,
like,
how
you
balance it.
It's
all about the cooking. It's about you live with 24 people you never met before.
Right.
And that's one of, like... Serious, it's not fun. I mean, like, it can be fun at some times, but really not fun.
Well, I saw it. Your makeup was perfect.
Yeah, I put on my makeup.
Tell people where they can find Belga and where they can find B2 and where they can find you.
Belga Cafe, as usual, never moved. It's on Capitol Hill on 8th Street Southeast. Mm-hmm. Find us at www.belgacafe.com. Mm-hmm. And B2 is on 14th Street, the new famous street in Washington, D.C. So
1324 14th Street, and you can find us at b2.com. Plain and simple.
Reservations at either place? You don't take reservations?
We take reservations. We have open table. You can all do the little different things that you want to make reservations. But call us. It's easier.
Thanks, Bart.
All right, thank you so much.
So you were sweet, but we're going to turn to something sweeter.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
There
we go.
So I have to say the story. Rob Duncan met his wife and future business partner, Violetta, while they were sailing down the Amazon. And I guess they fell in love there. They fell in love with gelato in Argentina, I go figure. And then now they're back here with places all over the D.C. area. Crazy story, man.
Crazy story. We were actually in the Amazon down at this conference.
Crazier than that.
Amazonian shamanism, jungle. Drinking psychedelic beverages. And
oh, my God. Was it one of those,
did you bring any?
I was 20 years old.
Wait, was it one of those, what's that drink they do for
ayahuasca?
Is that what it is? Did you do that?
Yeah. We did that.
Like
that's how we met.
Shamans.
Imagine. Oh,
throwing up with each other?
Throwing
that sounds
up.
Really
after
romantic.
That, everything was fine.
That should be the next show.
Yeah, let's all do that and throw up in here. That sounds
amazing.
Robin Quivers already reported on that.
No,
we actually bought hammocks and put them on a boat and traveled throughout the Amazon River, so it was very romantic. 3 months, without ayahuasca.
Down 3,000.
Kissing and hugging.
Ayahuasca was a good way to start. Kind of open things up.
That's a whole other show. All right, so let's talk about Dolcezzo.
Yeah, I mean, you guys started with a little shop in Georgetown.
We did.
Yeah, and now you're really exploding. So let's talk about how you grew and where you are now and what you're doing now.
The whole thing, you know, we opened up 9 years ago and it's been so...
Has it really been 9 years?
9 years.
In July, it'll be
10 years
to
Marriott, 9 years with the store. So
that's amazing.
Two kids, 4 stores.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so kind of we got into it like very naive as far as that we think this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
The ice cream scene is complete crap, in my opinion. It was, especially 10 years
ago.
Things have changed, but and there's nobody really doing it handmade, using the local produce in the area.
Well, and there was no gelato here.
There was no gelato.
At all 10 years ago?
Nope.
I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't even...
Yeah, or that people would recognize sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So... you know, we did it on the idea and then we kind of cut our teeth getting into it and loving food and always going to the farmers markets and figured it out as we went. And we just, in this last year, we've got 4 shops, about 150 restaurants and farmers markets, Whole Foods. And, we kind of made a decision. Now we're going to just badass the whole operation.
And what?
After 9 years, we finally wrote a business plan.
Oh, good for you.
I thought you meant
that. Imagine that. I always say it's like a Latino way of doing business. You know, you just go
we just
in.
Went for it. You know, yeah, we're very impulsive. Yeah. And now we're thinking about it. So,
and now we're
is
actually
going
to kind of swing it back
40s.
To put a little bit of American.
Yeah. Well,
and,
do you
and
feel
plan
now?
It out and,
do you feel that you would need to do that now?
Well, we don't need to. It's just kind of like, you know what? We've gotten big enough to where it's keeping us extremely busy. But
we like
really
new challenges.
Okay.
And we like to do fun things. And it got to a point in which we were like, okay, what are we doing next?
We've done this for 9 years, kind of the organic growth.
So part of it
years.
Is opening this factory.
I think the way to do it, candidly.
We're going to open a 4,000-square-foot gelato factory, coffee lab with a tasting room over
where?
In Union Market.
Union Market.
Behind Union Market where Nate with Red Apron has his own
and the tasting room, you're going to be able to eat the gelato coming out of the machine.
So we're going to roll up the garage doors and you walk in. Whatever we're spinning in the moment.
So where
you
is it
be
behind
to,
Union Market? If...
It's 550 Penn Street. So 6 and Penn Street Northeast.
Okay.
So it's an old flower warehouse. It's like 20-foot ceiling.
And it's 4,000 square feet?
Yeah.
It's going to be
we're
incredible.
Coming from the 300-square feet basement.
I know.
Where we make the gelato. So
is it more of a are you making more things there and that'll be where you're making things or is it
more it's more space
open space
it's, we're gonna have this whole coffee lab area for in like training for a coffee program
people
cuppings.
Will be able to see how we
lots
make the
lots of
gelato.
Parties with Nate from Red Apron and Tiffany Buzz we're gonna have
know,
like once
fun.
A month
all right
like,
wait but let's talk about
downs.
Coffee what's the have you always had a coffee program?
You know, we opened in Georgetown with
evolved.
An espresso machine, but in DuPont was the first place that we really had time to dedicate to doing a coffee program with pour-over coffee, V60 pour-over coffee,
right?
The espresso, and also actually getting into more program.
So will you start importing and roasting your own beans?
That's his dream, actually. Yeah, he wants to move to Brazil and roast coffee.
I want to move to Brazil.
Well, if you move to Brazil, I'll tell you what.
This is serious.
And you like adventures. You move to Brazil and give us Dolcezza, okay?
Cool.
Okay.
How much?
You don't run
into
the ground or anything.
No, free, because you're free-spirited.
That's right. That's what you
aren't you? You just said you were.
What about you? Are you
no, not at all. I'm a grasping capitalist.
All right, well, when we come back, I want to hear more about...
We have one minute, right?
We have less. We have 30 seconds.
Oh, man, you got to pull out those push pops.
Push pops, or pull pops?
They're here waiting for you.
Sucking, shall ensue.
Okay, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk push pops. I want to hear a little bit more about this new facility.
Yeah, and we're going to be rolling out a soft serve Sunday bar in DuPont in about a month.
Say that fast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I don't know about any of this. All right, this is David and Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be right back.
Kick off summer at the Safeway Barbecue Battle June 22nd and 23rd to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs. 30 bands on three stages, including the Wailers and Roy Ayers on the Pepsi Next Lay soundstage, and Kristen and the Noise and EU on the famous Dave's music stage. Free food in Safeway's Sampling Pavilion, the National Pork Barbecue Championship, Rancher's Reserve Beef Contest, Purdue's Sizzlin' Chicken Contest, plus NBA Nation and lots more. Easy to get to by metro. Visit bbqdc.com. Are you looking to go abroad and make a difference? Consider volunteering or studying abroad on a YFU gap year to Thailand, Romania, or Ghana. Earn course credit, live locally, and become a global citizen. YFU offers gap year as well as summer, semester, and year-long programs to 40 countries. Call 1-800-TEENAGE. Or visit YFUUSA.org to learn more about Youth for Understanding study abroad programs. Change your life. Change the world. Youth for Understanding.
Come celebrate Central Farm Market's fifth anniversary season with the freshest produce, dairy, baked goods, fresh fish, meats, poultry, and specialty foods around. Enjoy music, wine tastings, cooking demos and classes, and kids' activities at two great locations, Sundays 9 to 1 in downtown Bethesda and Saturdays from 9 to 2 in North Bethesda, Rockville. Come out and see for yourself why Washingtonian and Bethesda magazines hail the markets as the best in the metro area. To learn more and sign up for the weekly e-blast, visit www.centralfarmmarkets.com. The two central locations in downtown Bethesda and North Bethesda, Rockville are kid-friendly and dog-friendly, have plenty of parking, and great food. For a listing of food artisans, events, and exact addresses, check out www.centralfarmmarkets.com. That's centralfarmmarkets.com. See you this weekend.
We are back on Foodie and the Beast with David Nikki Nellis and Rob Duncan and Violetta Edelman from Dolcezza Gelato. And they got something new. I ain't never seen
push pops.
I ain't never seen gelato in a push pop.
The gelato. What is it? Gelato delivery mechanism is what we call it.
Yes. So explain what made you think of this?
For like several years at the farmers market, everybody would ask us. We had half pints at farmers markets, and they would always ask us, "Is there anything for here? Is there anything
smaller?"
Right.
They want something cool to snack on.
Small portion control and fun and affordable.
Yeah.
So
$3 a pop. You know, you can get this at the farmers markets, and we just also rolled.
But
this.
Did you design these? Because this seems like this is hard to come up with.
The original normal push pop size was too big, and then these are like the push pop minis or something that just came out. So
it's a perfect size
and really easy. We have these carts at the farmers market, so it's so much easier to just
so are there new flavors?
She's happy.
Milk holds
her back dancing. We see that a lot. Explosion.
But are there new flavors that people haven't seen before?
The roasted strawberries.
The strawberry, the Virginia strawberries are in season. It's 5 weeks. We'll have strawberries, strawberry tarragon, strawberry tequila.
You have it.
And it's gone. And so the strawberries with cream, I always had problems with that the acidity wouldn't come through.
Mm-hmm.
So this year we started roasting them to cook out some of the
really
moisture and wake up the acidity and the sweetness. And it's amazing. It cuts through the fat.
So when the strawberries are out of season, do you no longer do strawberries?
No longer. And that applies to the
mints. We go to the blueberries and then we go to the
peaches. Peaches, plums,
nectarines,
apples,
we just follow the seasons.
Pears.
We feel like, you know, it's important to enjoy things for the short period of time when they're fresh, when they're from here, mm-hmm. and that's
so what
it.
Happens
then
in
you
the
appreciate
winter?
Them better.
Well,
you
there's
do
lots
the
of citrus,
sweet potato, you do the apples, the
pumpkin,
pears,
cider, honey.
Yeah, there's
and then
always
we also
something
do blood orange, Meyer lemon.
It's like I have two radio stations on at the same time.
Me first.
Me first. We don't fight ever.
Why would you?
Exactly.
So
pop,
are there,
put a pop in.
Are there other new flavors for the summer that aren't here in the push pops, or it's all the same? In other words, you can find.
Well, we change our menu every couple of weeks, so it's like this is cucumber with mint and vodka on the menu this week. Is the same Persian cukes with tarragon and gin.
It's right here
all the time. Strawberry tequila. The cilantro's coming out now.
We've been around 300 flavors per year, so the
menu changes
a lot.
Blueberries are 2 weeks away, so we'll do blueberry with lemon thyme, blueberry
yogurt. How many people work for you guys?
Oh, 50, I would say. Yeah.
Well, so in your growth,
yes.
Now that you're becoming more corporate.
Although we don't like that word, yes.
But in your growth, do you find now that you have your flavors on a schedule, or are you still...
It
are
is
you still
a constant.
The
constant.
No, they've kind of like settled out. Like the first 5 years was really kind of getting into them and developing them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, more or less, we have settled down. I mean, there's tweaks like the roasted strawberry, and there's a couple of flavors.
But
that
are
I
you
work
still
on.
Behind it?
Yes,
oh, yeah,
definitely.
Are there chefs
100%.
In the kitchen? I mean,
well, we work with, it's a family business. My mom does the farmer's market. My stepfather is the numbers guy. Our daughter is in the second in command at the farmer's market.
Your
screaming
stepfather
nice
runs
for
a numbers
sale.
Operation?
Oh, yeah. Nice. He's the mafia. We call him the godfather.
Yeah, I love it.
My stepsister is coming to work for
her
the shop now. My
here.
Sister
my
used to
coming
work.
Up here next year.
So,
he's
got
real Italians making the gelato.
They're all in our house.
He's got a 69 Volkswagen
van that
he's painted black and white. The whole hippie operation.
Yeah. And they all live with us, and it's like a reality TV show. It's a lot of people in this house. And
totally crazy.
Whoever we don't like, we send to the basement.
Just drinking ayahuasca on the weekend.
No, we don't do that.
Sorry. I hope the Federal Bureau of Investigation is not
exactly. That is such a whole other show. Like, we should do a whole show about drinking
that
stuff.
Oh, totally
because
another show. That will
I don't get that. I had a girlfriend who did it.
It's the most... challenging.
Twice, and she had no experience.
It's like dying and going
really?
To heaven
no
in one
experience.
Night. Kind of
I want
thing.
To talk to her. That's really weird.
Yeah, I know.
Because
she didn't get off.
Strongest. No, neither time.
How
she did
that
it twice.
Work? It's like it. Yeah. Well, she all must right. not. She must have drunk swill, not swell.
Okay. Well, anyway, we could talk about that another time.
Yes.
So, lastly, when will this new place near Union Market open?
Hopefully, in four months.
November.
Okay.
And yeah. So
excellent.
Hopefully, we're starting construction in a couple weeks.
And
now.
We just opened a new location in Mosaic.
Congratulations,
Virginia.
Yay, Mosaic.
And you can find the push pops there.
You can.
So, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, guys.
In my office.
We want to thank you both so much for coming back in. Tell people where they can find you online and where they can find you around the area.
DolcezzaGelato.com. And we have four locations, one in Dupont Circle, one in Bethesda. Fairfax, Virginia, and Georgetown, farmers markets around the area.
Come in the Union Market.
Whole Foods.
Yay,
in your
Whole
neighborhood.
Foods. Congratulations
right.
to the
Thanks,
both of
guys.
You. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much.
I have to jump in because we are capitalists with a quick thing to thank the people that support the show. Our friends at Georgetown Bagelry, best bagels ever, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Fresh killed every morning. I love them. Neighborhood Restaurant Group. The folks at the two founding farmers, and Farmer Fisher and Baker down on the Georgetown Harbor,
mm-hmm.
Central Farm Markets, mm-hmm. Markets, if I could speak English, Black's Restaurant Group, the folks down at the Monaco with Post, Union Market, Carpenter Shelter, and Early Mountain Vineyards are all supporting the show,
they
which
are.
Is nice. We
it
got kids
nice.
To put to college, man. Keep it coming.
All right, Matt, we're
yes,
going
dear.
Back to you.
One more drink.
Last call.
Drink.
Right.
Say you guys. Say you actually went out and thought about any of these things. The Bar Hill Gin, mm-hmm. which you really like. If you get that at home and you want to do something else with it, we talked about the Thatcher's Blood Orange Liqueur earlier.
Right.
And what I said is, if you come in to Granville's and you talk to our bartenders about what you might like, this could be one of the other things that we'll put together for you. This is Fruity Not Beastly. It is the gin. Fruity Not Beastly. It's the gin, the Thatcher's Blood Orange.
Okay.
And then there's San Pellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one with the limonada and one with the aranciata. Just happen to
well,
have
you know what's really interesting? I mean, if you were to look at this drink, it's bright
mm-hmm.
red pink.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be really sweet, really cloying. Do you know what I mean? It looks
yeah,
like it's
absolutely.
Be one of those
it looks like
juicy...
one of those horrible drinks that you'd get.
Right.
For...
But it is so clean. And that's what I think I really like about it. So how do you source your products? I mean, like I said earlier,
I have
earlier,
a really great job. I have I sit at Granville Moore's at 1238 H Street, and people come to me and want to bring in liquors to have them on the back bar.
Okay.
So in the course of a week, I will taste 10 or 15 or 20 different things that people want to come and have sold at Granville Moore's. So that really gives us an opportunity to try a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you ought to donate your car to Tour de Fête.